Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing it. Get grace in you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about evil influences that we see amongst us these days. Evil influences that we see amongst us these days. And identifying them. Looking into the Word as to what the Word says with regards to them and how these are infiltrating the nation. Now, I'm looking at Jeremiah 23, verses 15. It says, "Therefore, thus says the Elohim of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem, profaneness has gone out into all the land." Now I'm coming to those who are ministers and preachers. Profanity is something we should be careful about. And this comes with what we call the tabloidism in the gospel sector. And I heard someone saying the gospel is an industry also with millions and millions that are untaxed. And so much stashing and whitewashing of money and laundering takes place in those circles. And what is being preached is just profanity and profanity and profanity. You know, I've become tired of people showing me the wrong things that other people are doing. I want to hear what the Father says in terms of our correction, rebuke and reproof, and our restoration or transformation. And I'm keen to hear that because over the years sitting behind this mic, we have been identifying those things. And here we see that evil influences, it's when now there is a perversion when it comes to preaching the word. We will bring some theological influences, some academic influences into the truth of the Father, and we will start dissecting or dividing the word of truth, not correctly, but according to our ambitions and the things that we want and the visions that we have. And we will form ministries of after our own names, you know. Hence the Father's, the Messiah spoke about the many Christs who will arise. It means people who will come with their own anointing. And we see that. So much profanity. We see that in the prophetics, man, in prayer sessions, we see those things that are happening in the miracles, signs, and wonders. Yesterday, I saw others on stage, man. I think these are worshippers. They were taking off their undergarments live. Malak, what comes to mind, man? My cousin Obriare waitsi batho ba batlo rejisa ka mo China, man.
People are willing to do anything and everything for fame. It's so sad, Ari, that we are a society, for instance, we could, like it can be, let's say, a picture or a 10 seconds video. Yamoto maybe obuang lintola abayahua, and then the video yamoto saapara. It can hit 20 million views. But the one which can be speaking about salvation, about 50-200, and then that's it. It's this system that the influencer. Social media has opened a new can of worms because now there's so much access. Even when you look at these podcasts, it's not podcasts that are building, that are encouraging, but it's stuff that people will say, I was in the kingdom of Satan, and as if now they've repented and come to share something good about, but to repent or anything. And as you said last week, there's not even Bible verses. You know, it's nothing even that is related to the scripture. You can see, it's like the agents that are coming to disguise. As if, you know, they are for the kingdom of light, but they are for the kingdom of darkness. So this is so sad. It's the sad state of affairs that we've entered into. And even the syllabus, you know, the way I'm being now, things are going here. In America, they started to put up another 8 years ka thobalano. And even it's in Lugure, maybe Yamotu and Melmutu and Tati, but it's really Muslim, LGBTQ. So you can just see who they are planting a seed and they know what they are doing, these people. But Rona, we're not guarding. As believers, we should be standing up, we should be praying, we should be taking this serious, because we embrace little now. We end up for what in these videos amongst, you know, we contribute. We know we watch their TVs and their shows and whatnot. We're so excited about, hey, Bumang Mamboko TV, hey, and two gay guys and whatnot. And a whole normal for room. But then it shows that we as believers, the minute it becomes so normal, then it means something is wrong with us. We need to go and recheck, because it can't be and then we're looking and we find this that is wickedness, we find this that is sinful, and then corona and entertainment, and we're laughing at it, and it's all fine. Never.
Yeah. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let me hear what you say on this issue. We really are experiencing quite a lot when it comes to evil influences making a scourge around us. And let's hear what your experiences have been.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Let's hear what you say. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. Let me hear what you say on this matter. And the very fact of... And in most cases, the notion that is brought on by us not really embracing the issue of true fellowship with the Father, true fellowship with the Father. It's important that we look into that. And send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say with regards to that. And of course, talk to us directly there. I am keen to hear from you. And also you can drop us a voice note there and let me hear what you say with regards to that. Now, let me bring this to you, Professor. Now, when we speak also of evil influences, we speak also of the well-spoken people who are presenting the teachings of the word these days. They are able to stare the crowds. But are we seeing people who are staring the crowds towards Christ, or people who are staring the crowds towards themselves and towards their own denominations and fellowships? towards their own groups. It looks like we are steering people towards our own groups, our own fellowships. And that is where the problem really comes about. It really destroys us. We need to be careful with regards to that. What comes to mind, Prof?
Thank you, brother. There are two words that are coming as you're asking the question. Fame and riches. And you are talking about people who are steering people towards the direction of their entities, towards the direction of themselves, their personality, what they want to build as empires sometimes. And what is happening is that they are building these empires with the money of God's people, and they are deceiving God's people. It means for them to be able to build these empires, they must twist the word of God. They must not bring the word of God in its purity. They must do something that will favor them. So these are things that you were talking about as you were reading the scripture about the prophets that are not speaking the word of God, whereas you are quoting Jeremiah 23, verse 15, that behold, these are the prophets that I will feed wormwood, because what they've done, they have spoken profanity, they have profaned my word, they have defiled me, they have defiled the word of God because of fame and because of riches that they are doing, or that they are desiring, even against the word of God. So this is what the word talks about when it says we must not worry about other things. So when we are no longer concerned about the word of God, about the message of God, about the souls, because if we really care about the souls of God's people, we wouldn't be doing all of these things. So it means we do these things for our own gain. And these spirits are controlling us. We speak what we want. We do what we want to do so that we can have the gain. And hence the word says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. So it means the influence that is in such people is the influence that is taking people away from God, but they speak in the name of the Father, which is a very painful thing. And as they speak in the name of the Father, they are breaking scriptures. They are no longer rightfully dividing the word of truth, which is what is happening in most of the gatherings. And you even spoken about the gatherings that are meant to glorify certain people, certain men. So all of these are influenced by certain spirits that are not of God. I want to quote a scripture in the book of Philippians chapter 4. It says, brethren, whatever things that are true, that's verse 8, whatever things that are true, whatever things that are noble, whatever things that are just, whatever things that are pure, whatever things that are lovely, whatever things that are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. These things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So I'm bringing this so that we can understand that the evil influences come because people are no longer meditating on pure things. We are no longer meditating on the word of God. We are no longer meditating on lovely things. We are no longer meditating on trustworthy things. In fact, we are looking into what will benefit us, which is very, very bad, because we are no longer speaking about the word of God. And earlier on, we spoke of influences coming from certain sources, and some of the sources are the leaders themselves. And when we follow the leaders, we are following their lifestyles. We are no longer talking about God. We now talk about them. We're no longer talking about the word of God. We talk about all the drama that they are doing as they are parading in front of us and all of these things that you normally see happening from the social media. And the brother Baruch spoke about there's now less of the word of salvation being spoken even in the social media. But if you can see things that are about gossip, things that are about things of the world, you'll see many views on those clips simply because people have been influenced by evil influences and evil spirits that they no longer love the word of God. They are now more drawn into what things of the world have introduced to them. The other thing that I am seeing happening mostly in the house of God is the selfishness that is saying, I need more for myself. I need to look good. I need to wear certain type of clothes. I need to eat certain type of food. So it means when we look more into the things of the world, look more into what we want to satisfy ourselves, we get more to that side of being controlled by these evil influences, which is why and Matthew chapter 6 speaks of these when it says, do not worry about your life. Do not worry about what you will eat. Do not worry about what you will drink and also what you will put on. And if you are influenced by the word of God, other influences will not be a part of you. So it means it's more about the focus. Where are we focusing ourselves? Whilst we see these things, are we allowing them to touch us? Are we allowing them to drive our actions? Are we allowing them to drive our moods and our emotions at the end of the day? So when we are no longer driven by the word, driven by things of the society, we get away from the word of God. And God says, I don't want you to worry about these things because they will influence you. You will end up robbing people because you're worried about clothing. You will rob the people of God because you're worried about what is in your fridge or how are you going to take your children to school. Whereas we need to go back to God and depend on Him for what is going to happen in our lives. So if we are not going to be influenced by the word, we will be influenced by evil spirits that will make us do things that are ungodly. And the Bible says we must not worry. This is the other spirit that continues to control the people of God, which is an evil influence that is allowed by anxiety and worry. And at the end of the day, we are not doing the godly things. The other one is the love of money. So the love of money is driving most of the preachers. They will twist the word and they will make you think you won't be blessed if you are not going to offer a certain amount. And then you'll find, say, the pastors will be saying, if you have 10,000 rand, come forward. If you have 20,000 rand, come forward. So we are selling prophecies. We are selling the word of God. We are selling to speak to the men of God. We are selling all of these things because of the love of money. This is the spirit of mammon that has entered the house of God. These are evil influences that we must guard against. All of this evil takes us away from God. Greediness is an evil influence that is controlling most of the preachers. And the love of money control most of the preachers. And they will sell things. They will sell water. They will sell stickers. They will sell prophecies. They will sell shoes. They will sell everything. They will sell grass. And you see, all of these things simply because the influence of the love of money, the spirit of mammon, has entered the house of God. And it dictates how they do ministry. And the ministry is done according to what they want, not according to the word of God as God has stipulated it.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say, 0826572729. I'm keen to hear from you as to what you make of this. What are some of the evil influences that you'd say we see around ourselves? And what do you think should be done? What some of the evil influences that you'd say we see around ourselves, and what needs to be done? You know, here's another influence, Malak, that I'll bring to you just of a general discussion. We are no longer full of parents now. We are full of baby mamas and baby daddies, if you know what I mean. The issue and the intention is to break the family of fatherhood, motherhood, sonship, and daughterhood. And to a great extent, then we have baby mamas and we have baby daddies instead of fathers and mothers, sons and daughters. We have external sons and daughters, you know. And to a great extent, this has become an accepted norm, and we have arrived at a solution over the years. It's called an extended family, and very less is spoken of what these can even harbor. Being someone who was born like that, I know the experience, and I don't envy it. And when you hear people romanticizing the ideology of baby mama, baby daddy,
it breaks my heart because I know the challenges ahead. I've seen a young man who, after the death of his mother, was looking for his father because his mother, therefore, was a baby mama to this guy. Then he was looking for this daddy with a gun. He wanted to kill him. I remember meeting him in Attridgeville, and he was driving those BMWs, those expensive BMWs. And he said, look, where I get him, I'm going to shoot him.
Sure.
I'm going to kill him. The devil is downplaying the family, and we've been quiet about it. We don't talk much about it. We're fine with being baby mama, baby daddy. What comes to mind? Malak?
Hey, Ahi, Tula. Gikari, I mean, I'm part of that setup, you know. And now, in the family structure being broken, can you imagine, like as you put it, Kore, now, we no longer a family, but now one of kudiswa ki mutwa me, and especially when I'm shiman.
Yes.
You know, and but one that bako. So the system, you know, what I like Hansa Kishaba some videos and stuff, the people are saying that that's how the system is designed to break that family structure. Because Harshaba about Abayahua, it's more family orientated. One, that is how it's supposed to be. But now when you start to take this, you're selling drugs, and now men start to do drugs, men start to go and rob and all that, and at the end of the day, you know, now Bana has and now it's also easy that these children, because they don't have a father figure, they are, I only say, when I share, to say, there are things, how and there are things so there must be that balance. But now the structure has collapsed because we never prayed for our relationships, or it's just people enjoying to have the promiscuous relationships and all that, and then banana thing, it's all fine, and you know, wabangwe rakhanela bana and whatnot. So, in the end, you know, when the fruit is it has gotten it should fall. So we are, it shows really the world is really getting to an end, because of the things still be going on. And we may look at them and say, hey, look, you know, this is happening and stuff. But I'm here to tell you, or to tell the listeners, to say, we ain't seen nothing yet. The worst is still to come. Mm. We're going to see things that no eyes have seen, no ears have heard. So, Lord, you're seeing it for the first time. You've never read about it anywhere. But wow, that will make us fall off our chair. Now, if everyone says, this is mutual, you know, the worse it gets, it's more sort of irfa timeline, and eventually there will be the time when now Abayahua says, enough. You know, we're gonna have to get to that point. So, until now I'm tired. Now it's about time that I bring judgment. So, but for us as believers, we can't throw towel because we trust in his word, because we believe in him. Therefore, it says that we need to do something. We need to pray. We need to still continue and seek for that covering. We need to come to repentance, you know, in order for the family structures to say, if it happened, it shouldn't happen to my son. I believe, Guru, every parent, when you look at yourself, you say, I want my children to be the better version of myself.
Mm.
So I was telling the other lady who was pregnant yesterday, get it? I don't have grandchildren, but I'm praying for my grandchildren because I am preparing the soil. I'm like a farmer to say by the time the time of planting comes, the soil must be ready. Mm. And this is now, we come from generations whereby people were just so much relaxed. Now we need to stand up because Rabona Hure Lifasilia Kokai, Rabona Hure Hosilia Kokai, and we wouldn't love to see our children getting into these things. As we see Hure, Kutwa, the Mogolota Hure, drug kingpins, the big five and whatnot. Now it tells us Hure, it's so easy Hure, these things can end up at doorsteps or curriculum, primary school or even nursery school, because all these people want is money. They don't care about anything. They don't care about anybody. The system does not care, and people will do each and everything they can live the lavish life at our expense. But now we as believers, we need to take a stand in saying we need to pray, we need to call Abba Yahuwah, so that as he did in Egypt, that he called Masha and he said, I have heard their cry. We should get into that particular situation where he says, you know what? I've heard my cry. I've heard the cry of my children, and it is time for me to act. Shalom.
Tuda. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Are we seeing much of the scourge of wickedness amongst us these days? And have we become so quiet about them? Or don't we know the distinguishing characteristics? 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also there.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Zisange shishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe ukuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele igama Advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Alright, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And drop us a voice note there. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. I'm keen to hear from you. And of course, I want to hear just as much as you want to bring across. Let me read. Let me just pull the mic. Let me read what Pastor Philip Masango has said. Pastor Masango says, Nyengenkosi, 1 Chronicles 12:32. Nyengenkosi, unkulunkulu. Asize sifane namadoda kaIsaka who were able to read time isikhathi sokuhlakaniphiswa kwebandla sizokwazi ukudetect all these evil matters. It says, yeah, the time for us to be like the sons of Isaka has come so that we can be able to detect all these things that are not right. Godfrey, I've seen your message there. I really, really appreciate, my brother. And of course, Pastor Philip Masango also said,
First Chronicles, you know, 12:32, so that you can be able to see. It says, let us be like amadoda naka Isaka. The sons of Isaka were able to read the times. Iskat sokuhlakanipha sifikile upon us. Iskat sokuhlakanipha sifikile. He says, so we need to be careful. We need to be very careful and have a discerning heart, a discerning spirit. And may the Father help us even far much more abundantly.
Enjoy a cup of coffee and catch up on your favorite program. Download our podcasts on radiopulpit.co.za. Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, let's listen to Godfrey. Godfrey, my friend.
Good evening, Brother Ray.
Eita.
Professor Ndezi, no Mayahu Paruk. This evening, the topic, evil influences. I would like to start by greeting all of you in the name of our Lord and Savior. All praises to the Most High, Yahusha HaMashiach.
Hallelujah.
It's not by chance or accidental that we find ourselves in this stage to be influenced by evil influences all over our aspect and life of our lives. It's systematic. It didn't start today. It's been in the making from after the fall of the evil one. The television was open to everyone. In the past, they used to have age restrictions, as if they care 8 years, 15 years, and what a violence restriction, nudity, and then slowly they open it up, and they even went to our schools. They remove religion. They remove actually the Most High, and they put in everything now, mix match, anything goes. And then it started there, bit by bit. Television, they started hiring influencers and well-spoken people in English to come and talk, and we listened. And to me, what break the camel's back, it started at the advent of the foreign or this so-called charismatic, the English preaching African people. That's where the problem started. This language, if there was a language that is spoken by the devil and the angels, I would say it's English. I would compare this as evil influence as the same language, although not the same, that was spoken in the Tower of Babel. Because they spoke one language and they agreed. Today we speak English, one language, we agree. It's the same language that is used by politicians all over, religious, social, everywhere, aspect, at work, parliament, everywhere. If you don't know that language, my friend, you are out. And you must notice everybody speaks this language. They are cunning, they are scrupulous, they are evil, man. They deceive these people with this language. In our language, as now we call or deep general of English, you must watch the court cases that are taking place. The law will be put, but the law will come with a good English and flip it over. And then you see, be impressed with this language, must twist it and turn with vain psychology and influence and philosophies and of this world. All that is packaged in this language. I can tell you, if we can stop speaking English just for one day, all Africans, all indigenous people, there will be a change. There will be no violence. There will be nothing, because everything is centered around this language. So for me, I pick it up as the most evil influence. You should hear the spokesperson of the president. The guy will be caught. And then the president or any politician, then a spokesperson, or they will come with the language and twist this thing around. Muna, they are so skilled. So that is why I'm saying this language It's full of spells and evil. That's the most thing Africa about. And then when we started taking our children to private schools, model scene, then this thing spread more like wildfire. Yeah, also to blame is us. I don't hear much believers standing up against the government or evil things that they pass in parliament. They keep quiet. They hope that praying and raising hands will end stuff, will change everything. It doesn't work like that. Paul, Peter, they went to jail. They spoke. They were told, don't stand in this corner and preach. Arrest him at night. The Most High opens the gates. They leave. In the morning, they are there again. So we don't have that kind of believers these days. We also open doors in our churches for these kind of people. We invite them, we pay for their fares, for their stays in the hotels to come and preach to us. It's not enough to be preached in Tsonga, Venda, Sotho. We'll have to pop out money, thousands and millions, to get from somebody overseas to come with this language and to deceive more people. Even this language is there in the music itself. It's there, getting into our system, disabling us. This is bad. But we shouldn't act surprised. We knew this day would come. But Satan doesn't have numbers. He only took a third in heaven. And the evil angels, they're about 400, the fallen ones, the watchers. So they can't move quickly. So they use influence. They influence the rich, the celebrities. They have a system that they work, the politician. They are all over. They control all the means of communication so that they can influence and spread this evil influence in our lives. And our children and our people. Our people right now are stuck with this system, democracy, which to me is demon, crazy demons. It's not from the Most High. The Most High used to choose a king. He'll send a prophet to anoint a king, and then it becomes a king. If the king is evil, is bad, the Most High will remove the king and replace it with another king. Today, in even our parliaments, everywhere our gathering, society, anywhere, we used to open by prayer and close by prayer, whether we're practicing soccer or we're in a choir. But today they don't do that because now you have to be sensitive for other kinds of people. I think I should stop here. My Achi and you, Pastor Ray, may the Most High help us all. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate, man. And thank you, thank you, thank you. You have really made my day, man. Thank you, thank you. Mr. Phoenix, what say you?
Molo tatu mfundisi, molo tatu Ray. Melanda tatu Muruti. Tatu mfundisi, ixesha lifikile lokuthi sibone kwenzeka ntoni emhlabeni. And ixesha lifikile ukuthi uKristu avule abantu amehlo omoya. Ngoba ngoku ezi zinto siyazibona ndithi ngokutata. Ngokutsho ukuthi uNkulunkulu usivulile ngokuthi sizibone izinto ezi. Yabona tata?
Ya, ngiyakuva. Ngiyakuva tata. Uyishaye nje kancane sengathi uncamukile samoya endleleni kodwa ukukuzwa khona ngikuzwile. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. Let's hear what you say on the matter. I don't know. Let's see if Mr. Felix, I see it again there. Before I go to Dumsane, Mr. Felix.
Akusashumayezwa abantu ngonkulunkulu. Kusekushumayezwa abantu nge blessings. Uzawubleseka, so uzawubleseka. Lento le, I'm sure ndiyayiphindaphinda le nto. Abantu abasashumayezwa ngothixo. Abantu bashumayezwa ngokuthi uzawuba nendlu, uzawuba nemoto, uzawuba nantoni, uzawuba nemali. Yabona tata, elo xesha elibelithethwa nguNkulunkulu esithi liyeza elo xesha. Elo xesha lifikile. And elo xesha uThixo ufuna silibone ukuthi nalo lifikile.
Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. I am keen to hear from you. And talk to us directly there. And say just as much as you feel you should. Because in some instances, I believe that we have gone on to actually ignore some things that are telling points for us. They are telling that what we are doing, we are ignoring some of the things that we were not supposed to ignore to a great extent. We are ignoring them. And we are ignoring also the scourge of wickedness that has gone on like never before. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on that matter. And let's talk to Dumsane. Dumsane!
Hello, Pastor Ray. It's me, Dumsane. Greetings to everybody in the name of Jesus. Amen. We are the evil influences, Pastor Ray, in the house of God, in the body of Christ. Pastor Ray, you know, Christ is actually an alternative of the life that we used to be naturally, traditionally, and otherwise. So when you are born again, you're actually born out of the world into the kingdom of God, out of self into Christ, into being a Christ. And this is because God does not want a renovated sinner to be a Christian. God demanded an execution of a sinner. Hence, Christ died on the cross. Died, Pastor Ray. Not modified, not renovated, but died. So when you become a Christian, you're actually dead to self. It's a bloody matter, this one. It's a bloody business. So this is the seriousness of this thing. Not renovation. So you don't have to put a sheepskin while you are a wolf and come into the presence of God or into the social settings of Christians. That will be more detrimental because you are hardening your heart and you are putting yourself in a very difficult space. Because then as your heart is hardening, then you are not going to be able to look. You'll reach a place where repentance becomes very difficult to be granted to you. So some of the common errors that happen, some of the influences, Pastor Ray, the first one is basically legalism, which we see in the book of Galatians. That's what Paul is worried about in Galatians. With Galatians, they were preached to and they believed Christ, who is crucified for them. They have died now into all those traditions. Now they live by the Spirit in Christ. They are Christians. But crept in others told them, no, you still need to keep the law, you still need to be circumcised, you still need to be blah, blah, blah. Now these Christians became very, very confused. So Paul says in Galatians 3, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you to now drop the freedom that is in Christ and go back to those binding law? Because when you are not living according to the Spirit and you are in the flesh, which means you are living under the law, so no one can keep the law. So Paul goes on and say, have you suffered so many things for nothing? No. Once you are a Christian, you are dead to self, you are dead to the world, you are dead to the past, you are dead to traditions, you are dead to the laws. You are now free by grace to live, to explore, and to become this free being led by the Spirit. The other one, Pastor Ray, is the seduction of the whore. The whore, you remember in Revelation, there's in Revelations 18, there's a whore who's riding on the beast. That is Jezebel. We know the Babylon the Great. So this is the culture that we live under. The culture that we live under is called also the whore culture. It is seductive. It is committing fornication with the kings of the earth to actually corrupt people to promote hagiafa energy. So makufana ke asiyeke ngoba nalesiyekile iyafana, no such arguments mathi sakhula. Yeah, and but the other one said no asiyenzi kuyafana. So it basically influencing you ukuthi whether you've seen or you don't see is the same, man. Everybody's doing it. Everybody, I mean, the fashion, why are you a holy Christian? Yeah, be aware of that. And the surroundings, how things are pitched. All around you, in the media, in the social media, in your circles. So people need to be aware of that, because in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible says, the person who loves the world hates God. So it's basically saying, do not love the world and the things in them. Mm. It's basically saying to you, do not love the culture. Agree to be different and seem upstream. That's what makes you different. Mm. And I know the cultural pressure, you say, oh, you are stupid or you are left behind. No, you're not. You are a Christ. You must stand up and tell them, I'm a Christ, and this is who I am, and dare to differ. And then another influence, Pastor Ray, is political influence. Mm. You know, sometimes, Pastor Ray, political influence come in the form of humanism. You know, like humanitarianism, like doing good for the cause of human life, you know, that's quite convincing. Everybody wants the best for humanity. And then people can buy into that and not necessarily into the righteous deeds of the saints. You know, please don't fall into that trap, because this is where now the Antichrist also lures the church or the Christians into buying into their manifestos, into their well-put statements, just because it has a benefit of human beings there, and leave the Christ aspect of it, and leave the fact that you are doing these things out of your devotion to God because you are a Christ. And then it becomes a political issue now. Now it can be debated. It's no longer a closed matter. We are Christ. We live by righteousness. You are now living in a space where even unrighteousness is allowed, as long as it is a beneficial cause. Hallelujah. Mm. And then the other one, Pastor, it's personal. Mm. Now, personal, basically, it's living according to the flesh or living according to the spirit. Mm. Living according to the flesh is to live selfishly. Someone once said, the most pathetic live life is the life that you lived for yourself. Mm. Please don't be trapped by that. Me, myself, and I ain't gonna work. Live a life of the spirit, particularly you as a Christian, because you have the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to take you, to probe you into getting into those spaces, into helping that sister, into helping that brother, into picking up that person. You know, live for God, live for Christ, live a selfless life, live a life of service, of putting others first, you know, because the me, myself, and I, it's already a hook to all other influences. And that's how you also got to notice if somebody or a thing or a pitch is made which has me, myself, and I in the middle of it, or in the center of it, don't buy it, no matter how good it looks. Then finally, Pastor Ray, you know, Jesus is the servant. Jesus said to his disciples, you know that the Gentiles who are greater lord it over those who are less. Mm. But it shall not be so amongst you. Let the one who is great amongst you be the one who serves others. Mm. Be the least amongst you. Be like a small child. So adopt that attitude and live that lifestyle. Then you are free from the influences of the world. Because anything that put an empire mentality, the rise above and all that, you know, that's not for you. Because that's not Christ-like. When you are in a situation, people are reluctant to wash dishes. Be the first to wash dishes. Be the first to take those roles that everybody else who's pompous, if I were to use the word, cannot do. Then that is fine. Then you are free from all these influences, rather than to actually advocate, for example, to say, hey, that's not for me. Or do you think I can do something, I can scoop that low? Then you know really that influence is not good for you. Thank you so much, Pastor Ray. May everybody be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Thank you. And Gail Shelley, Israel. Hi, welcome.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guests and all Radio Pulpit listeners. I have a scripture in Proverbs 8, verse 13. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. And Pastor Ray, this is what's going on in many churches today. This is what's going on in, you know, people's lives, that the fear of the Lord is not within them.
Mm.
And people are not taking responsibility of what God has entrusted to them. So people are just not reverencing God. They don't respect God. They don't respect the word of God. They don't even respect themselves. They are worshiping the works of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and the works of the devil is so evident. That is why you get ministers behind the pulpits that are lying to people, lying spirits, Jezebel anointing, that are released to draw attention to people's self and to about material things and so on. But when the spirit of fear returns back, when people open themselves up to respect God and to have the fear of the Lord, especially in the body of Christ, then I believe we'll walk in the road that is the narrow road that leads to righteousness, because wide is the road that leads to destruction. Blessings, Pastor Ray.
Sure.
Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Lots of love to you, Gail Israel. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. Now, let us wrap it up. Let us wrap it up. And I'll give you just a minute or two each. Now, yeah, just a minute each. Let me start with you, Professor. This is just amazing. It says in Acts 13, verses 8, but Eliamas, the sorcerer, for so his name is translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Another aspect is that anything that is turning us away from the faith, it's an evil influence. Even if it's a church doctrine, that is an evil influence. What say you in a minute, Professor?
Thank you, brother. That is true. Everything that is taking us away from the Father is an evil influence, because its aim is to make sure that we worship any other thing other than the Father himself.
Mm-hmm.
So even here you're talking about the sorcerer who withstood the faith of the Lord. So we must guard against that. But I just want to bring this one thing that has been going on as we are busy talking here, that these evil influences have even turned the children away from the word of God.
Mm.
And the rights of the children have been given somewhere else, and the parents are now becoming children, and children are becoming parents, and the children are allowed to even decide against life itself. And I was looking at the national influence that has been going on, where children are allowed to abort, going against the word of God, as the word of God says, thou shalt not kill. But we are seeing children given the right to kill when we look at Exodus 20:12-13, where it says they must not kill. They must honor the father and the mother. They are no longer honoring their fathers. They are disrespectful because of the evil influences. And these are the evil influences that, in some cases, they've been given to by our nation itself, because they are giving them the right to kill. They are giving them the right to decide what they want to do. So which are the things that we must guard against?
Sure.
Thank you very much, Brother Ray.
Thank you so much. And Baruch Yah, Mark, when you look at Romans 2:24, it says, for the name of Yahuwah is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Because we allow these evil influences, people are really speaking insolence against the Father. What say you, sir?
True, thank you. And also Kadikiro as well, because as much as maybe it may not be speaking with our mouths, but the actions that we see happening, they do tell and attest to that. So it shows that when we sin erodes the moral boundaries. It dishonors Abba Yahuwah, and it invites judgment. So we need to remember Ezekiel chapter number 3, verse 18. It says that if we don't want the wicked, then the blood is required from us. So we can see that it ends up corrupting the righteous. So we need to look against the media consumption. Yeah. We need to be careful against the workplace's compromise, yeah, politics, you know, things like church leadership, you know, like things that are wrong. People are not speaking against them within the church because they're looking at there's the benefits and stuff. So also we can look at when we called to action as believers, we are to reject every form or anything that condones sin, which means we must speak truth in love, we must set personal boundaries, and we must refuse to be complicit in that whole situation, to stand for Abba Yahuwah, even if it is unpopular.
Shalom. Next week, we are going to be talking about the challenges of immaturity. We are going to be touching that. You know, there are people who call themselves baby Christians forever. So we will be talking about the challenges of immaturity next week. Thank you so much, Professor. We really appreciate. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. We talk again next week, ma'am.
Thank you very much, my brother. Blessings to you and your family. Blessings to everyone in the mighty name of Yahusha.
HaMashiach. Thank you so much, Malak.
Thank you to and Baraka to you and to your family, to Professor Buisondezi and family, and also to the family of Radio Pulpit. Until we meet again, Abba Yahuwah willingly. Shalom.
And to the Rabbah. And of course, coming up next, Men's Dialogue. We are touching base on that just after this.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.